saved. Clyde Pilkington here. When I was just a young child, I remember being compelled by the influence of evangelical teaching to ask my playmates if they were saved. This must have been one of my friend's first encounters with a would-be soul winner, because he responded with great sincerity that he had not, for he was never near drowning or anything like that. I had simply asked him if he was saved. I had not asked him if he was saved from what. The only context of being saved that he could think of was drowning. So he answered no. Herein enters the problem with the words save, saved, and salvation. All of these words are in need of a context. There are two dimensions in the concept of something being saved. One can be saved from something and or saved for something. Overall, Christianity has reduced the term saved to a general term related to the erroneous idea of deliverance from eternal torment. When the scripture uses the word saved, it is a reference of being saved from something, if so what, and or we are being saved for something, and if so what. A faithful study of the context of each scripture usage of the word saved will reveal to us the answer we are seeking.